reports coming out of Singapore that Australia, New Zealand and Canada have caved in to the US pressure on patents and medicines, which are all part of negotiations for the world's biggest trade deal. I'm talking about the latest round of Trans-Pacific Partnership, and talks have just wrapped up in Singapore. According to the specialised US trade journal, The Washington Trade Daily, America is said to have prevailed in its demands for longer and stronger patent laws, which will delay the availability of cheaper generic medicines in countries like ours. Dr. Patricia Ranald is the conveyor of the Australian Fair Trade, convener of the Australian Fair Trade and Investment Network, and she's just returned from the Singapore TPP negotiations where she was observing them. Patricia Ranald, welcome back to Breakfast.
Thank you.
This report coming out of the Trade Journal about this deal reportedly struck over the medicine patent laws, can you explain it to us?
Well, the US has been demanding from the beginning of these talks longer patent laws for medicines. Now, pharmaceutical companies already have a monopoly patent on medicines for the first 20 years, where they can charge high prices. Now, in Australia, our pharmaceutical benefits scheme works by comparing the price of new medicines, the price and effectiveness of new medicines, with existing medicines, including generic medicines, and then setting a price which the government negotiates with the pharmaceutical companies. So we pay lower wholesale prices for medicines in Australia based on comparisons with generic prices. Now, if there's a delay in cheaper generic medicines coming onto the market, Australia will be paying higher prices for new medicines and will also be waiting longer for cheaper medicines to come onto the market.
So if I could just interpret that as I understand it, it sort of weakens the bargaining power of the PBS committee when they try to strike a price with pharmaceutical companies.
Exactly. And pharmaceutical companies don't like our system because they don't have it in the US, and this is effectively trying to extend their right to have higher prices for longer, and it will undermine our scheme. Now, Trade Minister Robb said that he wouldn't do anything in these negotiations that would undermine the PBS. So we're very concerned that this report indicates that Australia has agreed to longer and stronger patents, which will mean eventually higher prices for consumers.
Well, you're right. I mean, Andrew Robb, the Trade Minister who's been in Singapore, said earlier in the week that Australia wouldn't entertain anything that compromises the integrity of our health system or our PBS. So could there be another interpretation of this, do you think? Or could be something else Australia has maintained there to protect the integrity of the PBS system?
Well, it's hard to see what else there could be, but our concern is to say to the government, don't do this. It's particularly foolish for the government to be doing this in the hope of increased market access to US agricultural markets.
I mean, would that be a fair trade-off if it gives more access to sugar producers, say, to the American market?
No, it wouldn't, because, again, Minister Robb said that this would not be a trade-off. It was a red line issue, and we don't think our health policies should be traded off in trade agreements in this way. But what has happened in these talks is that the US hasn't even made any market access offers. They are doing what they always do, which is delay in making their own offers to force others to make concessions. And we're worried that our government has fallen into this trap.
But why would an Australian minister make concessions if there's no access promises being put on the table by America?
In the hope that they will be. This is the whole artificial pressure that went on in Singapore, where the US was really pressuring and, I would say, bullying other countries to make concessions, to come to a deal. Last night, they finally announced that they hadn't finished the deal, which we're quite relieved about, because it means there is more time, hopefully, for the Australian government to really consider its position and not be pressured into making such trade-offs.
Now, the issue is, of course, that we would... It's a bit of guesswork going on here because these whole negotiations, the TPP or the Trans-Pacific Partnership, are shrouded in secrecy, really. There's no official confirmation of where we're at, is there?
That's right. And one of our demands from the beginning of these negotiations has been that there should be a lot more openness about what is being negotiated, and that certainly the text of the agreement should be open to public and parliamentary scrutiny. It should be published before the government signs it. And there's an increasing call from this, not only from Australia, but from citizens and parliamentarians around all the TPP countries that are involved in these negotiations.
Just finally, Patricia, when is this going to be wrapped up?
Well, they announced last night that they hadn't finalised the deal in Singapore. This is another missed target. This is the third missed target. We think it's a mistake to put artificial deadlines on when the deal will be finished, but they're now saying they will meet again in the new year, but they haven't actually said it will be finished by a certain date.
Okay. Patricia Ranald, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Patricia Ranald is from the Australian Fair Trade and Investment Network, and she's been there in Singapore as an observer, really, of the latest round of Trans-Pacific Partnership talks, which are, as I said, shrouded in secrecy.